Science papers aren't usually the best places to find a good story. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ryan Kelly, assistant professor in the School of Marine and Environmental Sciences at the University of Washington, discusses why that needs to change if scientists want to get their point across.
As a rule, scientists aren't trained to be communicators. We're trained to keep our heads down and be persistent, to think rigorously and to worry about details. We do this, sometimes for years, and write up our findings in academic journals, which aren't exactly bestsellers. So it's no wonder that good science often struggles to find an audience, even when that audience is other scientists. Communications and marketing just isn't what we do. But neglecting this skill set comes at a cost. A lot of good science doesn't get read. And we know how often our papers are read because they get referenced by other scientists. And this is how science works. Every paper is a small brick in an ever-changing wall that makes up our understanding of the world we live in. So, a project I was involved in recently asked what makes one of these papers more influential. And to our surprise, we found that writing style has something to do with it. We looked at over 700 scientific papers on climate change, and we asked whether papers written in a more narrative style might be more influential than those with a drier, more expository style. Now, remarkably, we found that even in science, writing style really mattered. The most influential papers tended to include things like sensory language and cause and effect timelines, and even a direct appeal to the reader for a particular follow-up action. Perhaps even more surprising, we found that the most prestigious journals tended to feature articles that had more narrative content. We don't know if the really top journals pick the most readable articles, and that's why those articles are more influential, or if more narrative papers would be influential no matter what journal they're in. But we learned a really valuable lesson for scientists everywhere. If you want your science to matter, tell a story.
That was Ryan Kelly of the University of Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.